My name is Ivy. I'm a fifth grade student at Winchester Thurston, and these are my reflections on interviewing Nelson Ortega. I thought there was a lot of stuff, and it was kind of crowded because it was a small place we were interviewing in. I thought it was cool how he said when he was younger he was able to just, like, run around his neighborhood with his friends, and he was able to walk into a house and say, "Hey, do you have any water you could give us? Thank you, bye." Well, I'm sort of able to do that, but not in the same way he was. I'm able to, like, go up to my friend's house so long as my mom and dad know where I'm going, but I'm not allowed to run up and down the street except when they know what I'm doing, whereas he was able to run around freely and then come back home at the time his parents told him to, and they didn't have to worry about where he was. If I was in his position, I might think it would be a bit more scary, just because at this time, like, there's more people that pose a bigger threat to kids than there were where he was. But yeah. Well, I wish that I had the same job as him, because he sort of owns a company. It's sort of small, but he's able to just do, like, crafts. We talked about him making coasters out of cement a lot and painting those by hand. It's just cool that he has all this, like, materials that I don't have. I've got maybe some elastic string and beads to make friendship bracelets, and that's it. I'd say you're lucky you have so many siblings. He had seven brothers and sisters. Thank you, Mr. Ortega, or Señor Ortega, for your interview.